calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones make studio-quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/Motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.
Heaven ain't hard to find. Simply because you're nervous, let me start off with my conversation. Hoping my information alleviates the hesitation. I can see it clearly now. Catch a smile through your friends. I'm asking, baby boo, are you down? Although I know you heard about my reputation across the nation, mister, I get around. My temptation got me dripping wet, perspiration. I'm activated by the moves you making, baby, while you making strips. They can get the love making. See, it's all in your mind. So every time I sip a glass of wine, I fantasize till that ass is mine. I'm never getting but wrong, never touching but wishing it straight. Drug on a mission until I get what I'm missing. Start with the beat, the baby, listen. I know you grow, but pay attention. Let me hypnotize you with my tongue kissing. This is a message to bomb bodies and all time. Turn around one more time. Heaven ain't hard to find. Just have faith, just like a little kid, still believing in magic. It takes a lot of sacrifice, and with all the lonely nights on tour, I need somebody I can trust in my life. Let me apply the brakes. Maybe you're moving too fast. My conversations are getting deeper, but first let me ask, are you afraid of the dub? And have you ever made love with candles and bubbles slipping in the tub? Touch me and let me activate your blood pressure. The dub has to help the average man love better. Picture me naked and glistening beneath the moonlight mist. Take a shot of that out of day.
Hello, this is Larry Dunn, original keyboardist, musical director, and composer for the legendary Earth, Wind, and Fire. Tune in to Faces of Success Radio.
Well, hello and good afternoon. We have a special guest on tonight, Too Many Bars, right out of Sacramento, California. What's up, Jonathan? How are you doing?
What's happening? I'm doing good.
That's awesome. Can you please speak to our audience and let them know how old you are and where you're from and a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 17 years old, and I'm from Sacramento, California. You know, I'm just a young rapper just trying to blow up.
I hear you. Well, we're going to jump right on into it because we promised our listeners this exclusive interview with you today, which you also go by TMZ. Can you please tell our listeners what made you came up with that concept?
Well, I came up with that because when I would rap with my partners and stuff, they'd always say, like, I got a heck of bars, like, whether we freestyling or whatever. So I was just like, man, I got too many bars, huh? And I just came up with TMB.
All right. Well, have you considered having it trademarked, or, you know, is that something that you're going to stick with throughout your career? Is that something that is solid with you right now?
Yeah, I plan on keeping that. Like, I want to create a label or something, TMB Entertainment, all that.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're going to jump right on in it. We would like to start off by asking you, we've got all kind of things we're going to dig into today, but what drew you to the music industry?
I mean, really, it's just rap. I've always loved to rap, you know, so I feel like if I could do it and get money for it, and, you know what I'm saying, and why not?
Okay, well, that's a good answer. I mean, but outside of money, I mean, is it a passion that you've had? Is it something that, you know?
Oh, of course.
That was happening within the house. Okay, that's what we want to hear. And then who inspires you? Who are you inspired by?
I'm inspired by Tupac, really. I feel like he was like a spokesperson of the streets. Like, he was like a news reporter, you know, so. I respected that, not like I look up to him.
Okay, and Tupac, he's one of my favorite. We play a lot of his music all the time. And we're going to, speaking of music being played, we're going to be having your music in full rotation. We're happy to announce on G-Hop Radio, which is more of a gangster platform, gangster rap platform. So, you know, you're able to, you know, download the app from the Google Play Store, and I can help you with that if you need some assistance at any time. But getting back to your interview, can you please explain your creative process of how you do your music?
Well, usually when I'm in the studio, I could just be sitting back, you know what I'm saying, listening to a beat. And, like, the beat has to speak to me. Like, if I hear it and, like, I'm really messing with it, then I could just start writing, like, off the top of the dome, or I could just go in the freestyle studio. But, like, the beat, it just speaks to me.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about your song that you wrote? What inspired your song, No Hook?
Well, I was in the car rapping one time with my partners, and I played the beat, and I was like, okay, and I started freestyling, and then it started going. Like, I was like, damn, like, I can make this a song. So I recorded it on Snapchat, and I kept listening to recording, and I just wrote it all down, and I put it in the studio.
All right. Well, we're getting a lot of tweets and Facebook messages coming in right now, but people are kind of anxious to hear what you're working with. They're, you know, sending tweets about let's bump it or dump it, or, you know, see what you're worth. So we're going to give them a little taste of TMB right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. No Hook. Here it is, guys.
Next shot, seeing what that check by. If you try to run away, you receiving leg shots. Dope in the greenhouse, better keep the shed locked. Bitch getting disrespectful, put her in a headlock. I remember days I was sitting on the couch. I was steady selling, nigga was just begging for an ounce. Trying to get some racks, nigga, cause that's all I will count. A nigga talking stupid, then I hit him with these rounds, nigga. Hey, you'll get knocked down, nigga. Suck it really thick, he slick. Put him 6 feet underground, nigga. Bet he won't make a sound, nigga. Bury him alive, now that boy really out. Nigga, out for the count, nigga. You a fucking bitch if you run up on me. Boy, I gotta send it clips. Niggas know damn well that I gotta keep it on me. I ain't fucking with you, homie, nigga. You a fucking phony on my mama. Sucker, stay acting. Ride around with me, already know I get the clapping. And all my niggas really ride around with that clapper. Don't be sending me songs, I don't fuck with rappers. All you niggas actors, nigga, you ain't a factor. Nigga, what you mean? Hitting niggas like a packer. Go the whole 9 yards, call me Cam Newton. Nigga, run a stupid, I'ma have his ass moving. Have his ass moving at his motherfucking place. I remember days I was trying to get paid. Hole on my dick, she was trying to get slayed. I know one day I'ma laugh at the bank. And if you a sucker, you know well, you ain't safe. Uncle got a rape, we was running to the cake. I was in the kitchen, brother showed me how to bake. And I ain't no ribbon, but your bitch getting safe. Hey, I'm focused on them bands. I'm funking with your mans. Call squad, what's the plans? Nigga stressing, pop a van. Never giving nigga hope. Put the 30 to his face. Man, you fucking with a hoe. Yo, bitch giving nigga space like blood. Bitch, you know he up. Hit a nigga with these sluts. Got your bitch doing drugs. And I got her on her knees. Got her saying, daddy, please. Hey, that top better be perfect. Bitch, you better not even sneeze. I don't wanna see you breathe. You better not make a sound. Why I ain't fucking with these niggas. Cause they all be talking down. I'm kinging and blinging on niggas. Cause I got the crown. All you with is retinue. You just be following the crowd. You loving on the chick. I be in the fucking kitchen. Whipping water, really tripping. Trying to catch a sucker slipping. Yeah, I'm shitting on these niggas like Kelly pissing on bitches. Got the toast in my pocket. Yeah, I'm burning all these snitches.
Get your VIP membership now and get 20% off concert tickets and more at facesofsuccessradio.com.
All right. That was bumping. I really enjoyed that. You got everybody over here in the studio rocking. I love it. So tell me now, what is your average day like for you? What is an average day for you?
Well, I'm still in school, so usually I just go to school and get that over with, and then I just either go home, work on some music, but if I'm not doing that, then I'm out in the gym or something working out.
I could just imagine, I mean, going to school and all of that, I mean, I know that for, you know, someone your age, that has to be a lot, you know, on your plate, trying to get your music career off the ground. I mean, do you just kind of drift off sometimes, you know? I'm thinking about beats when you, you know, in the middle of your classes, or do you really be staying focused? I mean, can you share that with us?
I mean, usually when I'm in class, like, teacher ain't talking about nothing too important, I just start writing a song in class, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. As long as I got a A or B, I ain't tripping.
Well, let's work on the A's, you know. I want to keep you motivated, you know. Work on the A's, you know.
Right.
So is there any hidden meaning in your music? Like, I mean, when you write these songs, I mean, is it because of any personal experience, you know? Can you share that with us?
I mean, yeah, when I start writing or whatever, like, the meaning, it's not really hidden. It's just whatever I'm going through currently. Like, I could be talking about whatever I'm going through with my girl, or like, I could talk about my dad because he passed away when I was 8. Like, I could just be talking about anything that I'm feeling during that time, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, sorry to hear about your father, you know, and how has that affected your music career? The loss of your father.
Yeah, it hurt me a lot, but I mean, at the end of the day, that gives me more drive. Like, it gives me something to talk about. So it's like a blessing and a curse.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this then. Who are you collaborating with? I mean, and what is the process for that?
Usually I could collaborate with whoever hit me up and want to get in the studio. The process is really just I get in the studio, we listen to the beat, and if bro think he can get in there and freestyle or whatever, he do it. Like, you know, it's simple.
Well, how do you respond to your fans? Can you please share that with us? You know, I mean, I'm sure you do have some type of following. So how do you respond to them and interact with your fan base right now?
I mean, really, I just show all love. Like, I appreciate any type of feedback that I get, whether it's negative, positive. Like, I appreciate it all because, like, you know what I'm saying? I take any type of criticism. And, like, usually when I see fans or whatever, I'm at school and people listening to my music, they'd be like, hey, that's Smokey. I'd be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I show love, take a picture, whatever.
Well, that's wonderful. It's good because, you know, your fan base is your everything. You know what I mean? Without your fans, you're nothing. You know what I mean? I'm nothing. So
right.
A fan base, you have to keep very, very strong. I mean, you know, I mean, me being in the entertainment business and especially mainstream, I'm working with, you know, celebrities 24/7 around the clock. And, you know, you would think that a lot of them would be just like, you know, all high up on a horse. But, you know, it feels so good when you walk up to somebody like Martin Lawrence or, you know, Lenny Williams or whoever, and they just act just like you and I. You know what I mean? They don't act like they're,
right.
You know, too good for, you know, to hang around them or something or to be in their environment or in their presence, although it's a blessing to be there. But they don't make you feel that way, and it makes you feel so much more comfortable and such a warm welcome when you are in the presence of some of these celebrities. By you having that already set in stone, that's going to benefit you in the long run a whole lot. So what is your favorite part about this line of work?
I mean, my favorite part is really just making music. Like, I love to make music. Whether it could be, I could be writing a song for another artist or playing with a beat, trying to make a beat or something. It's just anything that has to do with me in the studio, like, I love it. Like, that's my absolute favorite part.
And what is your least favorite?
My least favorite, I would say all the money that I had to spend and put into this. Like, you gotta pay the cost to be a boss, but, like, damn, like, I had to pay a lot of money, you know?
Right. And let me ask you something. What producers are you actually working with now?
Right now, I don't have any specific producers that I work with because if someone sends me a beat, I just mess with it. But I don't have anybody, like, set in stone that I'm going to go to him for sure. Like, I'll just hop on YouTube and look for a beat.
Well, that's wonderful because that's good to know because I have several producers I'd like to introduce you to. Some of them are out of Chicago and different states, but because you are a young entrepreneur and we do push young entrepreneurs, there's a couple of them that I would like to hook you up with if you know when time allows for yourself because I know you are a busy man, but I'm very, very proud of you and I've been listening to your music and, you know, I mean, even though it's, you know, it's coming from the heart and the mind, I can relate to it because, you know, we all have been there and done that, you know, at one time or another in our lifetime, you know. And so I don't, you know, don't let nothing discourage you or nothing get you down. And no, it's not going to be easy. I mean, especially when you're in this music business, but you always keep in mind that it's not what you know, it's who you know in the music business. And you never want to, I guess the best way to say it, you never want to, you know, step on anybody's toes along the way. You want to keep a good rapport everywhere you go because your name means everything. So we have the pleasure of being able to have in the studio your song called Compensation. Can you please compensate, tell us how that works and why you wrote that song?
Well, I wrote that song because I was doing a little business or whatever, and some dude that owed me some money. I was all like, you know what I'm saying, like, bro, just give me my money, you know what I'm saying, it's all good, like, you better compensate. Like, it's point blank, like, that's how it is. He gave me my money, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, it's all good, but now I got an idea for a song.
Right. All right. Well, we have Compensate in the studio. Here's TMB. We're getting right at you from this video.
Hey, still be smoking this motherfucker. Going crazy.
HT made the wave.
Straight crazy. And these second niggas saving.
Yo,
hey, look, run me my money, better compensate. Second niggas, man, they love to hate. Nigga, better not forget to pay. You better compensate. Man, these bitches, why they love to play. On God, nigga, I don't play no games. You better compensate. Second niggas, man, they love to hate. Nigga, better not forget to pay. You better compensate. Man, these bitches, why they love to play. On God, nigga, I don't play no games. Better run me all my money. A young nigga, I was struggling. I won't let them pop my bubble. Had to learn how to hustle. No one told me how to tussle. Had to learn how to fight. You can never plan a fake, cause them suckers gon' bring a knife, and my niggas gon' bring the pipe if some shit jump off. I'm smoking on some dotey that'll make a nigga cough. If the opposition knocking at your doors, you gon' talk. The ops wanna lock me up, they don't wanna see me walk. That 40 is gon' spark. I'm a dog, but I don't bark. If a nigga run up on me, I don't think you being smart. Bullseye like a dart to the face, smoke a cart. I don't wanna fucking fight, tell her baby don't start. Fuck nigga, you a mark. Hey, why don't you play a role? When a nigga stressing, gotta face a wood to the dome. I'ma bomb my mama home. I be thugging all alone. Better not forget to pay. You better compensate. Run me my money. Better compensate. Second niggas, man, they love to hate. Nigga, better not forget to pay. You better compensate. Man, these bitches, why they love to play. On God, nigga, I don't play no games. You better compensate. Second niggas, man, they love to hate. Nigga, better not forget to pay. You better compensate. Man, these bitches, why they love to play. On God, nigga, I don't play no games. Hey, a nigga really mad. Had to say goodbye to dad. I was too fucking young to appreciate what I had. But I refuse to go outside. Gotta keep thugging for pops. Thank God every day that he ain't take away my mom. Swear to God, I'm thankful. To my baby, I'm faithful. These niggas out here switching on the gang, that's so shameful. That bag is what I came for. I gotta do it right. I ain't never fuck over my niggas. That's for my life. And these bitches will do you tripe if you fucking let them. Let a nigga run up, he gon' get it with that metal. Just because you ain't on hot shit don't mean it's settled. And I'm the fucking CEO, but I will still embezzle. Hey, my rhymes going crazy. These niggas hella shady. Thank God for mom and dad, they the ones that made me. And my mama raised me. Mostly did it by herself, but my sisters and brothers was there to give me money. Better compensate. Second niggas, man, they love to hate. Nigga, better not forget to pay. You better compensate. Man, these bitches, why they love to play. On God, nigga, I don't play no games. You better compensate. Second niggas, man, they love to hate. Nigga, better not forget to pay. You better compensate. Man, these bitches, why they love to play. On God, nigga, I don't play no games. And these second niggas hating. And these second niggas hating.
Hi, this is Jay King of Club Nouveau, and you are listening to Faces of Success Radio. Oh, yes.
All right, we are back in the studio with Too Many Bars, and that song was popping too. You are a very talented young man. We are very pleased to have you on the network with us today.
Thank you.
So we are going to come to some of the more serious questions for you right now. Have you ever dealt with performance anxiety? Is that where you on stage or off?
I mean, I've always been a little nervous, but I ain't never just had no anxiety, like, because I know, like, I get some butterflies in my stomach, but as soon as I get on stage and, like, I hear the music playing and I see the crowd rocking, I'm like, damn, like, it's cool, and I start turning up, like, I start feeling myself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, because, I mean, at your age, I guess, you know, not saying that you're just like techie young or something, like a little boy or something, but I'm just saying, but at your age, for you to be able to get out there in front of all those people and not, you know, shut down, I think that that's very, very good, because even me, you know, when Channel 13 or somebody jumps in my face with a camera, I be feeling like I'm about to pass out. So you're doing really good if you juggle. Oh, you like, please move the camera to the microphone with somebody else, please, right there, because I just clam up. I don't know why. I can't handle it. But, okay, so moving along, tell me about your favorite performance in venue.
My favorite performance, well, I've only done one performance, in all honesty, and it was at Complex Oakland, in Oakland, and mm-hmm. that was my first show, but, mm-hmm. like, I rocked it, though, like, it was a little showcase, whatever, and I got second place, which I don't know why I got second, but it's whatever, but, yeah, I rocked it.
That is awesome. So, I want to know now, what advice would you give someone that wanted to follow your footsteps?
Advice? I would just tell them, like, whatever you want to do, whether it's rapping, whatever you want to do, like, just put your mind to it. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do nothing, because life is too short to not be doing what you love.
Okay. I like that. So what is gangster rap music to you? I mean, tell me, define that for me.
Define, I mean, gangster rap to me is just, it's just talking about stuff that you've been through, how you live, you know what I'm saying? Not, you know what I'm saying? Not capping on songs, like you just talking how you live.
Mm-hmm. Well, when sometimes I know they have like rap battles, or, you know, they're going hood to hood, or they're, you know, going on Facebook or social media, and these rappers are getting back and forth with each other, through either through their lyrical content or you know, videos or however. Do you ever involve yourself in stuff like that, or do you try to step away from it, or how do you, you know, deal with that type of stuff when it comes to your music?
I'm not looking for no conflict at the end of the day, but, I mean, if someone come at me, if I make a song and reply to you, like, all that's going to do is give me a little bit more buzz, so it's whatever.
Right. I hear you. So how does the family support you? It's, you know, I mean, where do you get most of your support from? Does your family support your music?
Yeah, my mom support me the most. She's my biggest supporter. Like, she always telling me, anything I need, she got me. Like, I appreciate my mom, because, like, she be doing it all.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Is there anything that your mom don't like about your music?
Yeah, she don't like how I be cussing. Like, I'm always cussing.
But even though you do, because I have a son too, and he's a gangster rapper too, and that, and I had to ask him, because he knew I had so many connections, and he was like, Mom. And so finally I had to just embrace what he was bringing, because that was him. So it was hard for me. I'm not going to kid you. I tried everything to talk him out, you know, do it all clean, do it all radio. And he was just like, Mom, this is just me. I ain't soft, you know. So I really had to deal with that on my own too. So I understand what your mom is going through as a mother, because I'm a mom too. But let's jump into Never Sippin' by you. What inspired you to do this song?
That song, I was in class one day, and I was just scrolling through YouTube looking at beats, and I heard that one beat, and I was like, wow, like that beat go. And I just started writing in class. And I got to my last period of the day, and I was just waiting for that bell to ring so I could go home and record it.
So Never Sippin', I mean, what is it about? What, I mean, you know, what is it about? What inspired you? Is it about drink?
Simping is really like when you off your game, like you want some soft stuff, like, and that's why we never simping. Like, I'm never simping. I'm always pimping, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're going to play Never Sippin' right here on FaceTestSuccessRadio.com. We have TMB, Too Many Bars in the House. Let's do it.
All right. TMB smoking this motherfucker. Going brazy. Look, never sippin', cooking up them bricks. I used to sleep up in the kitchen. Body make you turn hella yellow like a sippin', and you acting like a hoe because you always fucking bitchin'. Hey, I'm batting down the hatches, I'ma let no nigga in, and I be bullin' on the block, smoking woods with my friends. I got it on my own, I was raised to get it in, and if a nigga wants smoke, don't wait, bring it to him. I'm from a different breed, my nigga, you just a simp. You be hanging on my friends like you a motherfucking chimp. You speaking on the gang, you getting crunched like a chip, and if there's money in the whip, tell my nigga to grab the bimp. I'm a motherfucking man, don't compare me to no kid. Nobody taught me shit. When daddy died, I was a kid. We was in the building. Wasn't no Porsche to jump off. Bitch, I'm about mine. So don't you ever call me soft. You sippin', simple, nigga. I be pimpin', simple, nigga. I want chicken. So a nigga gotta whip it. You can sleep up in the kitchen. You sippin', simple, nigga. I be pimpin', simple, nigga. I want chicken. So
whipping. Used to sleep up in the kitchen. I be on the grind. These niggas wanna waste my time on a straight line. And I got money on my mind. It's my time to shine. My nigga, don't you see the signs? I've been working hard. My nigga, don't you see the grind? Gassing every song. My nigga, don't you see the flow? Yeah, I really know. Like my first name is Bo. Can't touch this nigga. You can call me MC Hammer. Do you dirty like the South? Like we was in Alabama. White playing. All these beats I be slaying. Got this gold all around me like I'm going Super Saiyan. Niggas hating. Supposed to get a lick. Why you flaking? Old school nigga, I don't text. I be pages. And if you on the team, you gon' get a plate. Gotta make sure the niggas really in my circle. Hey, this shit goes south. Nigga, I'ma lead the state. Matter of fact, I'ma hop on a ship instead of Kuwait. You simping, simple. Nigga, I be pimping, simple. Nigga, I want chicken. So a nigga gotta whip it. Whipping. Used to sleep up in the kitchen. You simping, simple. Nigga, I be pimping, simple. Nigga, I want chicken. So a nigga gotta whip it. Whipping. Used to sleep up in the kitchen.
Song goes too. I'm telling you, you were just too much. So, I mean, really, that is really super hot. I was sitting here just dancing in my chair. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, I'm going to be feeling that. So I'm going to have to put that on when I'm rolling through Sacramento and let everybody know who I'm supporting. So I would love to be able to do that. So getting back to your interview, let me ask, what social media platforms can people find you on? Because I just got an inbox from a girl all the way from Ohio. She's saying that she's coming to Sacramento, California soon. She goes by the name of Nayera. I can't give the last name over air, but she does want to help sing a hook on one of your beats, she said. So, I'm going to try to get that information exchanged for the two of you guys. So maybe, you know, with no disrespect to anybody that you're involved with, but maybe you guys can work together. You never know. So what's your thoughts on that?
I'd love to do that. You can reach me on Instagram at TMB_Smokey. And then on Twitter,
okay,
it's just TMB_Smokey. And that's
okay,
pretty much all I'm on. I need to go get a Facebook.
Okay. Well, but, you know, everything will fall in place before you know it, you know. Got to crawl before you walk. But let me ask you this. Would you like to give a shout-out to anybody, you know, family, friends, fans, whatever? Because if so, open to you.
I just want to thank God. Thank God for my pops, you know what I'm saying? I know he up there looking at me. I want to shout-out Player Gang Ty. Shout-out my cousin, Cam Breezy. And that's pretty much it.
All right. The other question I wanted to ask you, what can we expect from Too Many Bars? What can we expect? What's coming up?
Well, what's coming up is I got a couple of videos that's about to drop on YouTube. And I actually have a project coming out. The project is called My Life. And it's going to be dropping real soon. I don't have a specific date yet, but don't worry, like, it's dropping soon and it's going to be fire.
I know we discussed some of your songs already, but are you always the writer of your songs?
Oh, of course. I write all my songs. Matter of fact, I'll be writing for some other artists sometimes. I ain't going to say no names, but I'm a good writer. I can write for anybody.
All right. Well, that's awesome, too, to know, you know. We have one more song of yours in the studio, and it's called Chasing a Bag. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
That song I made it like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and I went to this one studio, and really it's just I had the beat, and I found it somewhere from like from hella long ago. And I just found it, and I started writing to it again, and that's pretty much how it came about.
Okay. Well, we're going to play that on Facebook Success Radio. Actually, those songs are now in 24-hour rotation on G-Hop Radio on FacesofSuccessRadio.com. So we're going to go ahead and play that song for you. So we'll be right back.
Come on,
getting money while you sitting on your ass. I be on a fucking mission trying to take the bag. Getting money while you sitting on your ass. Got a nigga slipping, then that boy was lagging. Getting money while you sitting on your ass. I be on a fucking mission trying to chase a bag. Fucking on your bitch, yeah, I hit it from the back. Caught a nigga slipping, yeah, that boy's lag. Hey, I remember days I was broke, ain't no fucking joke. Trying to run that up off a hoe, making niggas dope. Suck up, run up wrong, he get hit with the fucking pole. Hit him in the tipple, brain damage to his fucking dome. If a nigga think his family safe, run up in his own. Nigga think he hard with his crew, get him when he alone. Strip a bitch, nigga, out his kicks and take his fucking phone. I was at your bitch house kicking it, she let me bone. I be on a fucking mission every time I make a song. Hoes out their boundaries, keep them in between the cones. Bitches always wanna talk, calling on the telephone. She don't wanna watch her mouth, bitch, you better watch your tone. I don't need no help, get it on my own. I remember I was making hella sales over the phone. I'm still the same nigga if I'm robbed by my lonely. All your niggas suckers, reevaluate your homies. Getting money while you sitting on your ass. I be on a fucking mission trying to take the bag. Getting money while you sitting on your ass. Caught a nigga slipping, then that boy was lagging. Getting money while you sitting on your ass. I be on a fucking mission trying to chase a bag. Fucking on your bitch, yeah, I hit it from the back. Caught a nigga slipping, yeah, that boy's lagging. Hey, hey, bitch, it was all for them bands. If you ain't my brother, I ain't shaking niggas' hands. Nigga get to tripping, I'ma shoot him in his mans. Popping at his feet, make that motherfucker dance. Hitting niggas with the heat, knocking niggas out they seat. I slumber in the stoop, killing motherfucking beats. Thought sending pussy out like it was a treat. Need a bitch that's gonna ride and help me get the cheese. Need a bitch that's gon' slide when I want her on her knees. Rush to the hut and it's suck a nigga clean. Test of her fate if she gonna do the deed. That's what a nigga need. After hours chasing green, a nigga working. You niggas steady purping. Stealing nigga styles, man, you niggas steady lurking. You niggas on my subs, hold up, wait, let me burp you. How you gonna try to call me fake when I burped you? Getting money while you sitting on your ass. I be on a fucking mission trying to chase a bag. Getting money while you sitting on your ass. Caught a nigga slipping, then that boy was lagging. Getting money while you sitting on your ass. I be on a fucking mission trying to chase a bag. Fucking on your bitch, yeah, I hit it from the back. Caught a nigga slipping, yeah, that boy was lagging.
Yeah. You heard it first right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. We have too many bars up in the studio. And yes, the name serves the purpose because he's definitely got too many bars on hit right here. So we want to thank you today, TMB, for being in the studio with us. We love to have you again back on the station. Anytime you'd like to come. We're going to continue to keep your music and stuff in rotation. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody stop you from your dreams. I just would like to know for contact information, can you let everybody know how to contact you if they want to book you, how to find you on social media, and the whole shebang?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at TMB_Smokey, on Twitter at TMBSmokey. And my Gmail is jonstunna@gmail.com.
Well, I want to thank you once again for being a guest on the show. Everybody, we are going to turn it up with Never Sippin'. We're out. All
right. See me smoking this motherfucker. Going brazy. Never sipping, cooking up them bricks. I used to sleep up in the kitchen. Body make you turn hella yellow like a sippin'. And you acting like a hoe because you always fucking bitchin'. Hey, I'm batting down the hatches. I won't let no nigga in. And I be bullin' on the block, smoking woods with my friends. I got it on my own, I was raised to get it in. And if a nigga wants smoke, don't wait, bring it to him. I'm from a different breed, my nigga, you just a simp. You be hanging on my branch like you a motherfucking chimp. You speaking on the gang, you getting crunched like a chip. And if there's money in the whip, tell my nigga to grab the bimp. I'm a motherfucking man, don't compare me to no kid. Nobody taught me shit. When daddy died, I was a kid. We was in the building, wasn't no Porsche to jump off. Bitch, I'm about mine, so don't you ever call me soft. You sippin', simple nigga, I be pimpin', simple nigga. I want chicken. So a nigga gotta whip it. You sleep up in the kitchen, you sippin'.
sippin', sippin', nigga, I be pimpin', 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 sippin', nigga, I want chicken, chicken, chicken. So a nigga gotta whip it, whippin', whippin', used to sleep up in the kitchen. I be on the grind, these niggas wanna waste my time on a straight line. And I got money on my mind, it's my time to shine. My nigga, don't you see the signs? I've been working hard. My nigga, don't you see the grind? Gassin' every song. My nigga, don't you see the flow? Yeah, I really know. Like my first name is Bo. Can't touch this nigga. You can call me MC Hammer. Do you dirty like the South? Like we was in Alabama, white playing. All these beats I be slaying. Got this gold all around me like I'm going Super Saiyan. Niggas hatin', supposed to get a lick, why you flaking? Old school, nigga, I don't text, I be pages. And if you on the team, you gon' get a plate. Gotta make sure the niggas really in my circle eight. If shit goes south, nigga, I'ma lead the state. Matter of fact, I'ma hop on a ship instead of Kuwait. You sippin', sippin', simple, nigga, I be pimpin', 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 simple. Nigga, I want chicken, chicken, chicken. So a nigga gotta whip it, whippin', whippin'. Used to sleep up in the kitchen, you sippin', sippin', simple. Nigga, I be pimpin', 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 simple. Nigga, I want chicken, chicken, chicken. So a nigga gotta whip it, whippin', whippin'. Used to sleep up in the kitchen.